God, thank you for this day. Thank you that we can be together, praise each other, hear from your word. Pray that you bless those in other places who are trying to serve you. Brothers in Mexico, Guatemala, Brazil, different places in the world. Those who are trying to hear you and to walk in your light, be with each one. Bless our service today. Help us to hear your will, live it in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, ready for Psalm 118. Ready for verse 121. I work judgment and righteousness. Do not deliver me to those who wrong me. Take your servant to that which is good. Do not let the arrogant falsely accuse me. My eyes strain to look at your salvation and at the teaching of your righteousness. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me the ordinances. I am your servant, cause me to understand, and I shall know your testimony. It is time for the Lord to act. I broke your law. For this reason, I love your commandments more than gold and topaz. Therefore, I directed myself to all your commandments. I hated every unrighteous way. Wondrous are your testimonies. For this reason, my soul searches them out. The revelation of your words gives light, and it causes children to understand. I open my mouth and drew in my breath, for I long for your commandments. Look upon me and have mercy on me according to the judgment of those who love your name. Direct my steps according to your teaching, and let no lawlessness rule over me. Ransom me from the slander of men, and I will keep your commandments. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your ordinances. My eyes pour down streams of tears because they did not keep your law. Okay, so in verse 123, it says, my eyes strain for the salvation, and I'm teaching your righteousness. You know how it is when you have to really look at something closely to see what it actually is. You can just see something like sky, trees, but if you want to see something very closely, you might have to put a microscope on it or just take your time to really see what it is. Drain your eyes. So he's saying that he's straining his eyes to look at his salvation and the teaching of his righteousness. So, maybe you can easily, if someone asks you, like, what's 10 plus 10? Or what's, I think you probably all know that. It's easy for you to know, like, what you learned in math or what you learned in your books. But there's some things that you can't just learn out of a book. Some things you have to learn in life. Some things aren't easy to learn. Some things might take you a long time to learn about life. More than just what's in the book, or more than just something that you can easily learn because you learn it out of a book. And then down in verse 127, it says, for this reason I love your commandment more than gold and topaz. Therefore I directed myself to all your commandments. He's saying that he loves his commandments even more than gold. You know how precious gold is. You can't just go out. You can get rocks. You can find all the rocks you want. heard. You might have to spend a long time even finding where it's at. And then if you found it, you have to dig down into it and separate it from everything else. And burn it down, it would be hard. It would take a long time to find gold. So that's what he's saying about the Word of God. It's even more precious than that. But it's his commandments and his word. It isn't something that's just easy, that you can just, oh yeah, now I know this. Now I figured this out. It's something that takes time, something that is hard to learn. But if you apply yourself, instead of straining your eyes, you give yourself over to that, you can find it. Okay, so I think that's all I have for now, so go ahead.
We were supposed to find a verse in the Bible that we liked, and I found Luke 16:10. He who is righteous in little is righteous in much, and he who is unrighteous in little is unrighteous in much. Psalms 1:1. Blessed is a man who walks not in the path of the ungodly, but nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of troublesome. Psalm 23:1-2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I like that one, because if we love God and obey Him and do His will, then He will give us eternal life.
We had to just pick out something that's a thought or something that stood out to us in reading this week or whatever, just a thought. And I thought that Jesus went through all the temptations we do, and so He knows how it is, and it's not like He's just telling us something we can't do. So that's encouraging.
I got a verse in the Wisdom of Sirach, 10:5. It says, the success of a man is in the hand of the Lord. And I just thought that was pretty neat, because if we have success, God was obviously helping us through it.
I got a verse about slothfulness. Wisdom of Sirach 7:15. Do not hate hard work, especially farming, which was created by the Most High. And so when we go around working on different people's houses, and sometimes their garages are really neat, and other times they're just piles of junk. And in Psalm 6:7, compare yourself with the ant, O sluggard, and be zealous when you see his ways. and become wiser than he. For although he has no tilled ground, neither anyone to compel him, nor any master to rule him, yet he prepares all his food in the summer and makes his provisions abundant in the winter. Or go to the honeybee and learn how she is a worker, and how solemnly she does her work, whose labors kings and common people use for health, and she is desirable to all and glorious. And although she is weak in bodily strength, she leads the way in honoring wisdom. How long, O sluggard, will you be idle? And when will you arise from sleep? You sleep a little, you sit down a little, you doze a short while, and you fold your hands on your chest a little. Then poverty comes to you as an evil traveler, and neediness as a swift runner. But if you are diligent, your harvest shall come to you as a fountain, and neediness as an evil runner shall desert you.
Mine kind of goes along with what Hans was saying. I was just thinking this past week about how spoiled we are and how we just have everything handed to us and we still find something to complain about.
This week I read in 3 Maccabees and read 3 Maccabees, and there was a story in there that was pretty neat about the Jews that the enemy came and started killing a bunch of them, and they killed a bunch of them, and then the rest, they got them all and tied them up at a certain place, and they had a bunch of elephants, and they fed them wine and got them all drunk, got the elephants drunk, and then were going to let the elephants go. And the king, they were all the enemy was feasting and all, because they knew all these people were going to get killed. And so then the Jews were praying and asking God for help. And then when the time came that they were going to send the elephants out, they came and told the king, and God made it to where his mind was changed, and he couldn't remember that he was going to do that. And anyway, they did that a couple times and couldn't ever get it done. And so one time, finally, they did it and let the elephants out there. And God caused the elephants to turn back and destroy a bunch of the people that were behind them.
Matthew 7:12. In everything, therefore, treat the people the same way as you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets. I got in 4th Kingdoms. I thought it was kind of neat how there are some really wicked kings, like Manasseh. He did a lot of evil things. And when he was sent away, and he worshipped idols. But when he was captured and sent away and taken to some other land and put in jail, he asked God for mercy, and God had mercy on him, and he got set free. And then he tore down all the idols in the high places that he had put up earlier in his reign, and then God had mercy on him. I thought it was kind of neat after all that he did, that God had mercy on him and he changed his ways.
A thought that impressed me was something Uncle David said a couple weeks ago in a sermon. A wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from other people's mistakes. If somebody tells you not to do something, don't do it, because they've learned from it.
I Psalm 151, the last psalm there. I was small among my brothers and the youngest of my father's house. I attended my father's sheep. My hands built a music instrument. And who shall tell my Lord? The Lord himself hears. He set forth his angel. He took me from my father's sheep and anointed me with his anointing oil. My brothers are handsome and tall, but the Lord took no pleasure in them. I went to meet my Frigger, and he cursed me with his idols, and I drew his own sword and beheaded him, and removed disgrace from the children of Israel. I just thought that God, you have to be trustworthy in small things. And just kind of like David, he was trustworthy in taking care of his father's sheep. And then God used him to be the good king and kill Goliath.
I was reading through the Wisdom of Sirach some this week, and chapter 6, there's a couple of verses that stood out to me at one of the headings above this part of it. Here's instruction brings wisdom, and verse 25 and 6 kind of just stood out to me. Put your shoulder under her and carry her, and do not be angry with her bonds. Come to her with all your soul and keep her ways with all your strength. I just kind of thought I could apply that to myself. I don't always like to get given instruction or like to take instruction, and just kind of like to think that sometimes I could figure things out on my own or whatnot. And then just keep her ways with all your strength. I mean, even if you don't always, you know, want to, you need to do it, follow instruction with all your might. Just do it with everything you have.
Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 1, verse 10, says, "The fear of the Lord will cheer the heart and will give gladness, joy, and long life." And I just thought, usually when somebody fears something, it's you have the opposite of joy and gladness, and you know, it doesn't cheer your heart when you hear something. I got thinking, if you fear the Lord and love the Lord and obey His commandments, there's no need to be afraid. And so the fear of the Lord, if you fear the Lord to do His commandments, and if you're doing the Lord's commandments, you shouldn't have, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of just every little thing that comes up, and that should, that's what it's talking about, gladness of heart and joy and long of life.
For next week, the little boy, maybe you can tell about something that you learned in your own life about the commandments of God. And for the young man, it was actually a verse 118 that I had noticed that we had read last week. It says, "You said it not all who departed from your ordinances, for their thought is unrighteous." That idea there of being set at naught by God because of departing from His ordinances. Maybe give an example of someone that happened to in the Bible or in history. Someone that was set at naught by God. Someone that wasn't, like, the idea of being set at naught, they weren't useful to Him anymore. He didn't have any use for them.